Hello today, Life Point Church. My name is Braden Rodriguez. I'm our student and 1825 pastor at our Delaware location. And if you're following along with us in our devotional reading today, what you'll find is that we'll be in John chapter 7, verses 1 through 24. That's a pretty big text. I'm not going to read the entire thing here today. Hopefully you'll take some time and go read John chapter 7 today. But want to take some time and just talk about what's kind of happening here in this verse. So John chapter 7 follows right after, obviously, John chapter 6. And in John chapter 6, what we see is Jesus begins the last year of his ministry, right? He feeds the 5,000. He walks on water. It's at the Feast of Passover. And what we're going to see is later towards John chapter 12 is that that's the last week of Jesus's life. So we're in the last year of Jesus's life. We're probably about 9 months from the cross and Holy Week and all of that. And here, Jesus, it says he doesn't go back to where all the Jewish leaders are. He stays in Galilee. It's the time of a festival of booths and all of that good stuff. And he's kind of hidden himself away and he's doing miracles and all of these things. And it says even his own brothers don't believe in him. And so his brothers go up to Jerusalem. He stays back for a time. He finally goes and follows up and he gets to the festival. And what we find at the festival is interesting, that the Jewish leaders and the people are really split on who Jesus is. Some say that he's a good man. Some say that he's leading the people astray. And all of these things, and he's working on the Sabbath. He's very controversial. And what we find is that he's controversial because of this. He's controversial because he's seemingly breaking the traditions and the, as you'll see in the devotional today, the routines of the Jewish people, right? I explained this on Sunday morning as I taught here at our Delaware campus, but what would happen is in the Old Testament, there's the Mosaic Law. There were 613 laws in the Mosaic Covenant, the Mosaic Law, and that's a lot. And what the rabbis would do as time would pass on is they would add laws around those 613. So you wouldn't even get close, hopefully, to breaking the actual commandment of God. And that ended up being called rabbinic tradition, that they would add all of these things around the law so that they would be far from it. So, right, Jesus healing someone on the Sabbath, right, technically breaks the tradition. And so Jesus comes in and he kind of disrupts the routine of how everything is going. And that's kind of what we are pointing to today in the devotional. And ultimately, what Jesus is going to say is at the very end, he's going to essentially look at them and say, hey, don't judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. Right? It's not about what looks good. It's not about the tradition. It's more about relationship, right? Judge on what is actually right, right? Judgment, not what just looks great, right? And how often do we do that, right? It says even his own brothers don't believe, even his own brothers struggle. Even the Pharisee leaders who knew everything struggled with Jesus. Why? Because they were so accustomed to certain things. And oftentimes that's where we get stuck in routines and rhythms and traditions that we kind of, miss the forest for the tree, right? That we get so hyper-focused on this one thing and we kind of miss out on who Jesus is, what he really wants for our lives, and we just get so stuck that we're missing Jesus completely. And so that would be my challenge for us today, is that we really wouldn't get stuck on some tradition, right? Man, I have to dress up a certain way to go to church, or, you know, I have to do this certain checkbox thing. But rather, let's jump in to having the whole point of the series, jumping into having relationship with Jesus, still doing those good things, right? Reading the Bible, praying, going to church, right? All of those are still good things, but let's not get hung up in the routine and the tradition of it all that we miss Jesus. So I'd love to pray for us today, and then we will be sent. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you. We ask that you would come and you would teach us, Father, that we wouldn't get hung up in the traditions and the routines of it all, but Father, we would get hung up on you and having relationship with you, that we would use those good things to draw us deeper into your presence. And Father, we would not miss you like Jesus's own brothers and the Jewish leaders did. But Father, we would judge rightly and have a deep relationship with you. Father, we love you, praise you, we thank you, we give you all your glory and honor, for you are the only one worthy. We pray all of this in Jesus's name. Amen. Church, thank you for joining in today. I hope you have an amazing day. LifePoint, you are sent.